First of all, then, how did you get the idea? What inspired you to start up this business?
It's quite a few things, really. I suppose I lived abroad for much of my life, and I've also, worked abroad as well and travelled a lot as a result. With my travels, the city travels that I've had, it's sort of always promised a lot, but hasn't always delivered. And the idea largely came from when I returned from the Middle East about 2 years ago, 3 years ago now. I had a lot of ex-colleagues getting in touch with me and friends from the Middle East, from all different cultures and nationalities, asking for advice and if they knew anybody who could show them around or if I could show them around, and also whether I knew anybody with language skills, etc. And so I started doing a bit of research for them, and it turned out to be a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. A lot of the online travel research is very focused on the sort of top tens, the very mainstream side of things. And that's not really what these people wanted. That's easy to do. But these guys aren't really into the sort of tick box tourism. So it got me thinking about, what sort of trips I'd had in the past that I'd enjoyed most and what made me enjoy those more than others. And it wasn't, one of the realizations was, the sort of extremes. I thought of Johannesburg as one of the sort of places where I'd had the best time, but which isn't the sort of place that necessarily directly springs to mind as one of people's favorite cities. And then I thought of Paris, where I'd been more recently, and had quite a disappointing experience. But, it's one of the most loved cities in the world. And I think what it came down to was that in Johannesburg, I had a very good friend there, who took the time to show me things that, he knew that I liked. He met my needs. He basically shaped the trip around me. Whereas in Paris, I thought I would be able to do it quite easily, but in reality, you do end up doing a lot of the same things as all the other tourists, even with, the best of intentions. So it was all about, having a friend in that city to help bring it alive and give you a sort of personalized and authentic experience. So that's sort of what got me on the road to sort of building this sort of network of locals that we have today, to try and replicate that best experience, when you have a friend in the city. That's sort of our tagline, the city becomes your friend.
So as a user of City Unscripted, I can go to your website and I can say I'm going to go to London or Tokyo or San Francisco, and then a list of potential guides appears, and I choose the one that has the interests most similar to my interests.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So you click on them, you have a look at their profile. The profiles are being built out all the time. So we're going to have video on there in the future as well. I think people connect very well with video, so you can make a pretty quick judgment. So that's going to come online quite quickly as well. And so then you can just book them from 1 hour to, multiple days, depending on their availability and what you're looking for.
So if you want a very niche experience, for instance, I tried this earlier, were I into hip-hop, which I'm not, and rock climbing, which I'm not, and I happen to be in Notting Hill, I can find a guy that will take me around those areas to see that, if there's anything available.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, what we've tried to do with our 100-plus locals in London, and almost 600 globally, is to try and give people a really wide choice. So we've got people from 18 to 60-plus, with a huge range of interests, lots of different language skills. I think in London we've got about 25 languages we can offer fluency in, lots of different cultural backgrounds. So the idea is it's not just for, the usual sort of businesses which are targeting sort of early 20s. This is a business that we think is sort of the 28 to 55 year olds who are looking for that sort of deeper experience.
So, can you specify, if you're one of these people that likes to do lots of things and spend very little time doing each, you might be interested in architecture, you might be interested in art, you might be interested in food as well. Can you say to somebody, well, I'm with you for 6 hours, can we do a bit of all of this? Which means a bit of a whistle-stop tour. Are the guides okay about doing that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, one of the key things for us is that we do give support and we do give some element of training to the locals. But at the end of the day, we interview them and we have trust in them. And we want it to be a much more sort of almost like a friend type experience. So it's not, you know, you have to do, there's no set route. You know, we give them a guideline if it's one of our set tours, but otherwise it can be totally bespoke. And, you know, for example, I think one of our guests recently booked our Big Ben tour, Big Ben to Covent Garden. Went there and then thought, you know, having had a chat with the local for a few minutes, that actually they'd be much more interested in looking around Brixton. And so they just hopped on the tube and went down to Brixton. So it is totally spontaneous. It is, you know, we're trying to move away from, you know, the very rigid tours of the past.
So if you have somebody's guidance, what happens to things like expenses? For instance, you just mentioned hop on the tube. If somebody's going to take you, they've either got their Oyster or they've got their card pay, it's going to cost them money to accompany you on the tube to Brixton. So do you pay for their fare, or how does that all work?
So with the local, it depends. So if it's for London, taking London, for example, if it's within zones 1 to 3, we will cover that. If it's outside that, then that will be an additional cost for the visitor.
And for instance, if somebody's interested, I know some people on profile say that they know about local bars and perhaps food. If you end up going out for a meal, do you pay for the meal for your guide?
No, unfortunately, we don't charge enough money to be able to sort of recoup that. So that would be something that the guests would have to cover.
No, that's okay. But it's just to make it clear, because some people might be, there's always that sort of element of, what do I do? It's like tipping in America, isn't it? Do I do this or not?
Yeah.
So basically, if you go along to a venue that the person suggested and there's drinks involved, there's food involved, they're working, basically. It's like having a cabbie. So like you'd pay a toll for a cabbie, you pay for the food and drink for them as they accompany you.
Yes, yes. I mean, it has to be that way, sadly, for now anyway. I think, you know, in the future, you know, one of the tours that one of our locals did, it was an LGBT tour of Soho. So they did a tour for a few friends for, I think it was 2 or 3 hours. And that went brilliantly well. And then they arranged to meet up the following weekend in Brighton. So, you know, whilst you do have that element of a transaction, following up after that, there is a very good chance that there will be a good relationship built that then doesn't necessarily involve any transaction.
And I should ask as well, because you know how uncomfortable this is for Brits, tipping. Do you do it with your UK guide? Do you do it with your American guide? Or what's the form?
So the form is very much, you know, we don't expect tips. We don't tell people not to tip. And we certainly don't, we tell the locals not to ask for tips. So if people want to pay a tip, that's great. If they don't, that's great too. So we make it clear, I think, on our site that, you know, tips are not expected.
I thought it was really interesting that when you look at the profiles of just your London guys that I've looked at most closely, a lot of the people aren't originally from London, which made me think, do you think that you're going to be a better guide if you're new to a place, you've learnt the place, rather than, as a lot of people who are wandering around their hometown, they might not see things because you can't see the wood for the trees, you've grown up with it, you don't notice it.
No, I totally share that opinion. You know, I went away to the Middle East for 7 years, and having lived in London previously before that for about, I think, 12 years. And then I came back and I was so much more excited about the city than I was before. You know, it's one of those strange things that people take everything for granted in their hometown. And, you know, the people who come here see and explore and just want a lot more out of it. You know, they don't think that they have unlimited time in the city, so they want to make the most of it. And the reason that we also have a lot of the international people on the site is because of the languages as well. You know, I think a lot of the people who do visit, I think the cultural connections can really make things a lot more pleasant and enjoyable for them, even if it's not the language side of things. You know, I know that we get quite a lot of American visitors, and we have a few American guides who've lived in the city quite a long time. And they quite like it. You know, they can ask them questions that they feel, you know, nervous about asking a Brit because, you know, they're worried they might offend them, or, you know, they might think they're a bit strange or something. So, you know, it's horses for courses. You know, people want a proper, you know, true Brit who's been in London for 40 or 50 years or whatever. We've got that as well. But it's just giving people that variety.
That's a really good point, though, isn't it? Because if you are travelling to America, of course, people will speak English. But quite often you don't understand what they're saying because they're talking in terms and lingo. We're probably a bit better because of the TV we watch than Americans are with British colloquialisms and slang. But you can just relax and just talk normally, can't you?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I would like that. And they all sort of understand you, don't they? You sort of get what you're there looking for. So I think it's an easier relationship. I think it works really well.
So are you going to expand and take on different cities? You've got quite a few already, but I mean, there's lots of capitals in Europe that you're not in. Is the plan to be global?
Yes, the plan is to definitely be global and to grow into those cities as quickly as we can. You know, the idea is, you know, with the network of locals that we've got, we want to build that into something that is, you know, an attractive thing in itself. So locals benefit from being part of that network. So, you know, if a local in Tokyo wants to come to London, you know, there's a sort of reciprocal agreement that they can get a shown around by one of the locals in London for free and vice versa. And you know, it's almost like a point system. So I think, you know, we want this to be something where people feel really engaged and can use it in many, many cities. You know, it's the sort of one of the first things that people think of when they think of going to a new city, that is that something, you know, something like us pops into their mind that we can either help with advice or to show them around.
How are you going to do the rollout? Do you want people to come to you? If somebody's listening and they fancy doing this and they're on one of our stations in Dumfries or Pembrokeshire, do they approach you? Or do you control the rollout from the areas that you're going to move into?
We do control the rollout, but at the same time, we love to hear from people. You know, we've been getting quite a few requests from different cities. We're actually doing something on Facebook at the moment, asking people for their opinion on which cities we should go to next. And we always want to hear from potential guests and potential locals about where they see the potential.
And how much lead time should you give? If you know that perhaps for business you're going to have to spend a couple of days in, say, Bologna this weekend, is it too late to fix something up, do you think?
No, not at all. We can be very responsive. Because of the size of the network, particularly in London, but in these new cities, I think Bologna we've got about 15 people, I think, something like that. Generally speaking, we can turn things around incredibly quickly. So, you know, we got a booking at the beginning of the week at 2 o'clock in the morning for a 10 a.m. start, and we were able to fill that. We can do things. We typically like 24 hours because it takes the pressure off a little bit. But we can, you know, push comes to shove, we can sort of fill things very quickly.
And as a user, is the rates that you'd pay, is it standard? Or I suppose cost of living differs in different cities, so I could understand why it might vary.
It does vary a bit. So the pricing is on our site. But I think, you know, in Manchester, it's slightly cheaper. I think it's the same price in Edinburgh. But then through Europe, it's all the same price. In the US and in San Francisco and New York, it's the same price, and again in Tokyo. So we don't vary it too much.
So as a user, is there a set menu price? If I have 4 hours of somebody's time in London, it's the same for everybody. I might have 4 hours in London.
That's right.
How can
so it's based on, you know, so it's a couple, two adults and sort of up to four children. The children go free. The first hour is £30 and the second hour is £20. And so on. The additional hours are £20, and if you add one other adult, then it's just another £30 for that first hour, and then it's the same pricing from then on.
So, how can people find you online, Nick?
Good question. We're at cityunscripted.com. So we also have an Instagram, Instagram.com/cityunscripted, and we're on Twitter as well and Facebook. But we like I said before, we'd love to hear from people, you know, what they think of the site, you know, what they think's working, if they've got any ideas about how to improve it. You know, it's invaluable information at this stage for us to help sort of improve that experience.